Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 170 countries have signed an agreement at the UN aimed at limiting the rise of global temperatures and slowing the effects of climate change. The deal was agreed upon in Paris at the end of last year, but opened for signatures on Friday, which was also Earth Day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said countries need to turn their goodwill into action.
We are in a race against time. I urge all countries to move quickly to join the agreement at the national level so that the Paris Agreement can enter into force as early as possible.
The agreement has still to be ratified by each of the signing countries. President Obama participates today in a town hall discussion with young people in Britain as part of his diplomatic trip there. So far, he has dived into a heated debate over a June 23rd referendum in which British voters will decide whether their country will remain in the European Union. Mr. Obama made remarks that are a boost for Prime Minister David Cameron, who has come out in support of remaining in the EU, but they have inflamed the so-called Eurosceptics, who reject what they say is interference by the U.S. leader in a domestic matter. Demonstrators held a two-day rally and a 24-hour hunger strike outside the White House here in Washington to protest what they consider to be a lack of U.S. action to stop genocide in Sudan's Darfur region. About 100 demonstrators chanted "Stop Genocide in Darfur," protests part of a global week of action against genocide there, and continues through April the 25th. Fighting between the government and the rebels has resurged recently. This is VOA News.